Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting seventh. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brock is called out on strikes. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks scores. Altman moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 0. The Mets will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Taylor hits a line drive towards first. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brock. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hickman scores. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Hook moves to second. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chacon is 0-for-1 in the game. Chacon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hook scores. Ashburn moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hobby strikes out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Thornberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mantilla moves to third. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mantilla tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hook is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hook hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman bunts towards third. Mantilla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tapp is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chacon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chacon strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Neal reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive towards the mound. Hook reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobby hits a line drive into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Thornberry. The throw from Tapp and he is safe. Thornberry steals second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman is walked intentionally. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Neil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry fields the ball and throws to hook covering. Safe. Banks moves to third. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Neal hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum pinch hits for LTAP. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum hits a line drive towards short. Chacon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hobby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Mets, 3, Cubs, 3. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mo Thacker now catching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thornberry hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Mantilla reaches second base with a double. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. the Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks is called out on strikes. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Altman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Altman. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Chacon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hook bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hickman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Don Elston now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn bunts towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Hickman moves to third. Hook moves to second. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Chacon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chacon strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Neal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hickman tags and scores. Hook tags and moves to third. Ashburn tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Craig Anderson now pitching. Joe Christopher now playing left field. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Will pinch hits for Mo Thacker. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Don Elston. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McKnight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Santo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.